A trip to the gas pump is costing more again. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. That's because the national average price for a gallon jumped overnight to just over $5. AAA says the price has spiked 19 cents in just the past week, leaving drivers hurting.
It's painful to go to the gas station, and I think we're all just feeling that.
I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, and everyone needs to brace for that.
California has the highest average price at $6.43. Rising gas prices, just the tip of the iceberg.
Year over year, prices jumped 8.6% last month, an inflation rate not seen since 1981.
I understand inflation is a real challenge to American families.
President Biden says the Russian invasion of Ukraine has put a strain on energy and food prices and says companies are taking advantage.
They're not drilling. Why aren't they drilling? Because they make more money not producing more oil.
Republicans argue President Biden's energy policies are making gasoline prices soar and federal spending driving inflation.
Fox's Jared Halpern. While on the West Coast, the president also wrapped up the Summit of the Americas, where he announced a roadmap for legal migration. This as migrants and drugs flow illegally across our southern border.
The amount of fentanyl pouring into the country is astronomical right now. CBP is able to stop some of it. Their seizure numbers are up about 30% over the same time last year.
Fox's Bill Malusian. Across the country, rallies today for tighter gun controls. Organizers expect around 50,000 people in Washington.
Expected speakers include group co-founders David Hogg and X Gonzalez, as well as Martin Luther King Jr.'s granddaughter.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's about to get easier for air travelers heading to the U.S.
A requirement international travelers flying to the U.S. take a COVID test a day before the flight will end this weekend, regardless of citizenship. The Centers for Disease Control has determined that rule is no longer necessary, but the agency will reevaluate the need for the testing requirement every 90 days, and it could be reinstated. The testing requirement for international travelers will expire Sunday morning. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Efforts to vaccinate the youngest Americans against COVID-19 could move forward next week. Both Pfizer and Moderna will make their case to an FDA advisory panel. If they clear that hurdle, the CDC will weigh in. Another virus that has the attention of scientists is monkeypox. At least 45 cases are confirmed in the U.S.
I think the majority of cases in the United States, so 75% or more, are still reporting an international travel exposure that likely resulted in their monkeypox infections.
Dr. Jennifer McQuiston with the CDC, the virus is known to spread through close contact with an infected person. Millions of veterans who were sickened after being exposed to burn pits in Iraq and Afghanistan could get some help from Congress next week.
Burn pits were commonly used by the U.S. military to dispose of trash, including plastics, but also toxic substances like paint, metals, and human waste. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas, ranking member of the Veterans Affairs Committee, has fought for the bill with Senator John Tester of Montana. They managed to cut the cost in half from $500 billion over 10 years to now just $278.5 billion.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. President Biden has said he would sign the legislation. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.